Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Motion City soundtrack and movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from the dead end. It's Thursday, May 21st, 2020. And my guests today on this Homes Alone edition are M. Arnold, Mark Saratella, and Tony Thaxton.
Yay!
Hello!
Yay!
Hello.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Or for being there, for being wherever you are. Let's meet you individually, alphabetically, starting with Emma Arnold. Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Hi. How are you doing there in Idaho?
Pretty good. You know, good as can be expected. So.
Yeah, you minding your B's and Q's? Get it?
I am. Right after this, I have to go pick up a swarm from someone's yard, so.
Oh, how often does anybody get to say that?
Not often enough.
I got to go pick up a swarm from school.
Yeah.
That's what you used to say about all the kids.
Yeah.
What's the deal? So just so that Mark and Tony aren't wondering why I'm making bee jokes and you're talking about swarms, Emma actually is a, what's the best expression for it? Honey maker?
A beekeeper or an apiarist, if you want to be very fancy.
Okay, but the intent though is that you make your own honey.
Yeah. Yep. We have usually around like 5 to 10 hives. We're just small town, like small time beekeepers. But my stepdad and I have been keeping bees for a long time. He's like second generation. So I sell a little honey, like I used to, as merch on the road. But we mostly just kind of give it away and eat it.
I love it.
I usually put it in the prize bag. It's usually a hit. Somebody was making fun of me the other day for the episode where I didn't let John Hamm sign my honey because I felt like it stood on its own without his signature. I had forgotten about that. And I was like, oh my God, what an asshole move. So my apologies to John Hamm. I just kind of was like, oh no, it doesn't need your signature. It's very good honey. It won the fair.
I'm glad that you apologized to him here on the show, because he listens all the time.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he finds it riveting. And then when you start talking about honey and ham, and next thing you know, you're talking about honey baked ham, and it's Thanksgiving. So also joining us for the first time ever on the show, excited to have him, it's Los Angeles comedy phenom Mark Serratella.
I'm very excited to be on here, actually. I've been a fan of yours for a long time. Per your producer's request, I am under a bunch of dirty laundry inside my closet for a good sound.
It sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Are you liking being in the pandemic in Los Angeles, or would you rather be somewhere else?
I mean, honestly, I'm loving it. Aren't you? Unemployment's been great. Free money from the sky. For a comic too, it's like, it's been nice to be kind of contained for 2 months. I think if it goes on for like 3 more months, I'll start getting kind of, you know, restless, but it's been nice to get a lot of stuff done that's been on the back burner for what, years now?
Well, it is really a change of pace for us, for sure. It's really, you know, if any comics were wishing for a chance to get off the road for a bit, this certainly answered Definitely. That prayer. But, you know, unfortunately, we all, you know, need it for income. So it's like,
right.
I hope that things could go back to normal, but of course, I want it to happen safely. The two of us, I think we're going to be in a show at the Comedy Store. I think it was supposed to be last night or tonight.
Bunch of them. Comedy Store, Laugh Factory.
Yeah, it's a shame that they, you know, just can't do anything for the time being.
Yeah, I wonder when they come back, because, you know, like, there's some comics are doing, like, Wise Guys in Utah is open this weekend, but with distance tables and stuff, and it's just, I don't know, that doesn't sound fun to me.
It just is, like, too much of a half-assed sort of, like, I like the idea of going to see, like, if there's a band or a musician you like, you know, like, I guess, like, Bon Jovi and Keith Urban have both done this, where they do a show at a drive-in, so everyone can just be in their cars. And that's, you know, then you listen through the stereo in your car, but, you know, which sounds amazing for music, but, like, can you imagine when some idiot gets the idea to have stand-up comedy at a drive-in?
And, yeah, that sounds very rough.
Yeah, because then everybody flashes their lights and honks their horns when they, you know, when they like or don't like a joke. I don't even know what the protocol would be.
Yeah. It reminds me of at Wise Guys, they used to have a show where I did one time when I was there, they would have you do comedy from the other room, you know, so that you couldn't hear laughs or anything. And it was like experimental, you know, they were like doing like weird things, but one of the things, and I was one of the only people who like wasn't that fazed by it, because, and later I felt like, is that just because I'm not used to hearing a ton of laughs? So I'm just kind of like, oh, a silent room. That's great. That's fine. But a lot of people were very, and they hadn't warned us beforehand, so we were a little shaken.
Yeah, that seems like a really odd idea, because even though you probably get some laughs, when people are just watching a screen, they don't feel as obligated to participate because there's not a real person in front of them, you know?
Yeah. Why would they do that?
They did a lot of stuff like, I think they played a banjo during one guy's set. It was kind of like a wheel comedy thing where, like, you know, somebody was like, hey, let's make comedy harder and worse for everybody. But that's very critical of the people who put the show on, which I don't actually remember who did.
Oh, I see.
But it was one of those like experimental shows where they're like, doing a lot of stuff, like throwing Nerf balls at you while you tried to do comedy, stuff like that. And I happen to draw the do comedy from another room thing.
Yeah. Were these comedians that came up with this? This sounds like a passive aggressive, like.
They were sadist. Totally.
I mean, you got to keep in mind that this was in Utah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just good, so, clean, you know, fun, you know, just
when
good, clean
when you
stuff.
Can't drink coffee, your idea of fun is to make a comedian go in another room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here's how we can make this more fun. How about if the comedian's not here with us? You know what? Right. Whoever came up with this thing is probably loving all this new comedy that's, you know,
the Zoom,
socially distanced over Zoom. Yeah. Also joining us today, thank you for patiently waiting for your introduction, is Tony Thaxton, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. I feel the need to share that my sister also just started doing beekeeping recently.
Oh.
And that is as much as I can contribute to beekeeping talk. But I felt
this is like the this is like the end of times. We got like candle makers on here too. Like we're bringing back old jobs. Is there a cobbler? Anyone cobbling right now?
Ooh, I don't know any cobblers.
The Cobbler is a great, great Adam Sandler movie. So, Tony, of course, is a member of he's the beat of the band Motion City Soundtrack, and that's why I mentioned them at the top of the show. I'm a big fan. He recently had a reunion tour that you got through all the dates before stuff got locked down, or did some of it have to get canceled?
Yeah, we finished. I'm so glad the tour was when it was. We did the tour in January into early February, which is kind of a weird time to tour. Not a lot of bands tour during that time, so that's kind of why we did it. And, you know, that was our first tour in like almost 3.5 years, so I'm so glad it was when it was, because it was great. It couldn't have gone better, and had a lot of fun. And then, yeah, about a month after I got home is when all this started. So we got it done just in time. We were supposed, I was supposed to be in the UK right now playing some festivals. So other than that, that's all that was affected.
Oh, okay. And that stuff could just happen again down the road sometime.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Who knows? Who the hell knows? I was like, festivals seem like the biggest wild card of anything.
Yeah.
It really does. It does seem like the worst idea is anything where people are having any kind of fun that's also has a physicality to it, or crowd, you know, crowds, obviously. And it's just, I just worry that like, it's impossible to send out an official notice. It's impossible to tell, to just put places on lockdown through, you know, police or whatever, you know, like it's just, it comes down to the individual, and I don't trust the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
But we're here to talk about and play games about all the great movies that were made before this started, because from now on, movies are just going to be probably mostly just Sam Rockwell by himself in a room.
I mean, I'm pretty okay with that, honestly. when you put it like that, it doesn't sound like such a travesty.
He's the actor that I think would most be able to just film himself at home and make an interesting movie with his story and everything.
Yeah, I just finished Fosse Verdon. Have you watched that?
Oh my God, he's so good.
So good. I was yelling at everybody, you know, a long distance to watch it, because it's the second I finished, I was just like, this is the best thing I've seen in ages. It was so good.
Yeah, and it really made me deep dive into, like, I'm just watching ever since I saw that, if I could find anything that has Gwen Verdon or was, you know, directed or choreographed by Fosse, I've been watching it because they were both so crazy talented.
Yeah, I'd never seen Cabaret even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. You know, we'll chat a little bit more at the end of the show if there's time. We're going to start with a game I introduced on the last show. It's the Homes Alone, Home Alone game. And this is a game where luck and knowledge of the Home Alone movies go hand in hand.
Yes.
While also remaining 6 feet apart. Emma... Emma, you will go first because we're going alphabetically.
Okay.
You know what? You guys are an interesting three names, because whether I went first name alphabetical or last name alphabetical, it still works.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
That's how I book shows these days. Because 1 week somebody was like, is it alphabetical by first name or last name? And I was like, alphabetical by first name is dumb. All right. I will ask you a question about the Home Alone movies, Emma.
Okay.
If you do not get it right, then it goes, if you get it right, you get a point. If you don't get it right, it moves on to Mark, who I will give him options for the correct answer. And then if Mark misses, then Tony gets what we call a lucky point. And then we move on from there. Whenever somebody gets a point, the next person is up for the next question. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First person to 2 points wins the game. Sounds easy, but it isn't. Or maybe it is. Emma, how many films are there in the Home Alone trilogy?
3.
Is that your final answer?
Well, I think that there are 3 Home Alone movies in the Home Alone trilogy. I feel like that's a pretty safe guess.
All right. You know, because we could throw a trick question at you here. You could.
That's true. But I also feel like you would throw a trick question, which it's designed to make me question myself and go, wait, maybe there was a prequel or that I don't remember, like, before Home Alone, you know? But mm-hmm. I think there's 3. I'm going to stick with 3.
I think you did a great job because they say in the question the word trilogy, so it would be odd for there to be a different number. The correct answer is 3. Emma's on the board with Woo! 1 point.
All right.
Yeah, we move to Mark. He gets the next question.
I feel like I just got reverse Me Too'd here.
You totally did. Is Elvis Presley in the original Home Alone movie?
He is not, and I had the pleasure of listening to the podcast before this one. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah, that was a fun piece of trivia I was going on about.
I know this trivia, yes.
Yeah, where for a while people really did think Elvis was in it, and turns out just some guy who's also been an extra in a bunch of other movies, so they were able to verify it's just this other guy. But yes, the correct answer is no. Mark, you are on the board with 1 point.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Questions are going to get a little harder, maybe. I don't know. You guys are killing this. Start with you, Tony.
All right.
I need you to tell me the name of the movie that's on videotape that Kevin puts it in the VCR to scare the wet bandits.
Oh, I knew the first two, and I know that I know this, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to pull it, and it's going to kill me. I felt so confident. I'm like, oh, I've seen this movie a million times. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it. I know that I know it, though.
Yeah, you'll recognize it when you hear it. It goes to Emma. You get to choose between 2. If you choose correctly,
you win.
Is it Angels with Dirty Faces or Angels with Filthy Souls?
I'm going to go with Angels with Filthy Souls.
That is correct.
Damn.
I was gonna guess, and this is obviously not the title, but I was like, it's Keep the Change, Animal. But then I was like, no, that's what he says. That's not the title.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not that they said the title of the movie in the movie.
Absolutely. That is the Angels with Filthy Souls is what they came up with. The movie doesn't really exist. They just filmed those scenes, in black and white and pretended it was an old-ass movie. And it was a parody of the actual movie Angels with Dirty Faces. So that's how they came up with that, Angels with Dirty Filthy Souls. I like the word filthy. Their souls are covered in soot.
Well, he does say filthy because he says, keep the change, you filthy animals, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he does.
Well, that makes sense then. It's a guy that just says filthy too much.
Filthy.
It's his F word. So since Emma got that right, she won the Home Alone game. Great job. Yay! Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah. And you know what that means?
No.
Do you know what that means, Emma?
No.
It means
I have to sing a little song. No.
Yeah, you have to make up. Whenever the prize is something where the person has to go to work. No, I'm not going to make you do anything other than have a tremendous advantage in our next game.
Nice.
The game that decides it all. The game that decides who
wins, even though there's really nothing on the line. We're going to play that game in a moment after these messages. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. That was pretty quick, wasn't it?
Very quick.
Pretty painless, I think.
So, do you help finding sponsors?
No, dude. Those are all of those sponsors that we just heard from are great, and I would appreciate your sarcasm. This is Emma won before the break in the Home Alone games. That means she gets to not only go first in our second and final game today. She is in control. She's going to determine everybody's fate in this game. I like to play along in this game, so I will take turns with you guys. The game is called Last Person Standing, and we're going to take turns naming the films of whoever Emma chooses.
Oh.
Emma Arnold gets to decide what actor or actress acting dog would work.
You know, I have somebody, actually.
Oh, okay. Somebody you think you'll do quite well with?
I think so, because I listened to her comedy album recently, and then I just kind of have been on a tear watching her movies. But tell me if it's too obscure. It's fine if it is. But what about Lily Tomlin?
Oh, I love it. That's a great one.
Hey,
I think you might win today, especially if you've been deep diving into her stuff. You know what's up.
I have, yeah.
So this is, I'm very excited for you to take down the patriarchy with this choice.
This has nothing to do with who you just decided on, but I have a new podcast to start right now and have to bow out. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Oh. Listen, I gotta go. I just thought of a new podcast. We're all just spending our days thinking of new podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna do a podcast. The door in my bedroom's kind of creepy. I'm gonna fix it, but I'm gonna do a podcast about it.
I'm to the point where I'll suggest him to my boyfriend, and then he'll just stare at me, and I'll be like, "No, not a good one. Got it. Okay."
Doug, are you gonna take that idea about the squeaky hinge, or is that up for grabs?
No, you can take it, because I have a great idea like that. I can't use it until I come up with a great title.
WD-40, UB-40.
The title, that's good. The title is so, you know, so important. Like, I thought of a ripoff of Cash Cab that I'm going to try to pitch. It's called Cash Can. And when people are trying to throw away their garbage, I pop out of the garbage can and ask some questions, mostly about, you know, their personal garbage.
That's very good.
I like
good.
It.
Yeah, Cash Can. Okay, so Ben Bailey's going to be on the show soon, so that's part of why I just put it out there into the world, because, you know, I could see him trying to do it, but he's too big to fit into a trash can. He's very tall.
Right, so, you're going to have to switch it to a dumpster.
Back off, Bailey. Back off, Bailey. This is mine. Okay, so it's going to go Emma, then Mark, then Tony, then me. Taking turns, naming Lily Tomlin flicks, And when you can't think of one, you're out. But do stick around because there's plenty more show probably. This might be a fast one. What's your first Lily Tomlin you want to throw out there, Emma?
Well, I'm going to throw out, this is one of my favorite movies. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid, and I just rewatched it, and I've like been recommending it to people. It is the movie Big Business with her and Bette Midler. They both play twins who were separated at birth. So like the Lily Tomlin twins got mixed up and they ended up like Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin being raised together, but a rich set of twins and a poor set of twins. And then they accidentally meet and switch places. And it's a fun, it's like one of those 80s switch movies, but it's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it's encouragingly anti-capitalist, and yeah, it's just she's very funny in it. Bette Midler's wonderful, of course, in it. There's lots of big hats. That's my pick, Big Business.
It's true. There are lots of big hats in that movie.
Yeah, there's so many. Bette Midler's outfits and hats like are a character of their own. I just, every time she comes out, I squeal a little and I go, oh, polka dots.
Have you been watching, did you see season one of The Politician on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, because Bette Midler shows up at the end, like in the last couple episodes, and then she's going to be back next season, and her character's really good, so I'm excited to see more of her on there. But this isn't about Bette Midler. This is about Lily Tomlin. Mark must be a big fan of Lily and all that she's done. Her name's probably on the wall there at the Comedy Store.
Could be. Yep. I'm going to go with Tootsie 2, Human Resources.
Say what?
Tootsie 2, where Tootsie 2, where she complains to Human Resources. I'm going to go with just the original Tootsie. Is she in that?
Okay, so out of the gate, you're taking a wild guess.
I'm taking a wild guess.
Very wild. I mean, Tootsie 2, Human Resources, that should really be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he did a lot of stuff there that was pretty criminal. all right, so Mark, you're trying to tell me you're not going to participate.
Is she in Tootsie?
In this game, she's not in Tootsie. I'd love to let you stick around for one more round, maybe you'll think of something in the interim.
What if I gave him a hint, Doug? Could I give him a little hint?
Well, I also think that Tootsie, you know, should count because I hear that she was up for the role of the lady who runs the station.
Ah.
Yeah, you can't see me, but I'm winking wildly right now. Tony, show Mark how easy this is. Give Mark an example of a Lily Tomlin movie.
All right. What I want to say too is this keeps happening to me lately, and this I talked about this on the newest Allison Rosen podcast that I produce. I keep having these things where something random is mentioned, and then like later that day, that same topic will come up, and it's like and so earlier today I was listening to the latest episode of Never Not Funny, and they talked about Lily Tomlin. Kind of weird. It seems just like a very random name to come up twice in one day. She's not exactly a common subject in 2020. But saying all that.
Was the discussion just naming movies that she was in?
I wish. and unfortunately, they the only movie they mentioned was the first one that I would have thought of anyways, which is All of Me.
Such a good
All
movie.
Of Me, yes. That's a good one. I probably think, especially Steve Martin's so good in that, but I think
she's amazing, but he's like brilliant. Like later, after I watched it as an adult, I was like, wow, he's really nailing playing Lily Tomlin, you know, like he does a very good job.
Yeah. I want to revisit it. I haven't seen it since I was very young, probably too young to have seen it.
Is that a switcheroo movie? Like a big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
I do love a switcheroo.
She's in this mystical dude with a bowl who keeps yelling back and bowl. He Yeah, he makes it so that Lily's spirit or whatever is inside Steve Martin, and he's just amazing in it. And that would be my, so far anyway, that's my recommendation of the movie we mentioned, that if you haven't seen it yet, it's probably a good one to pick up on during quarantine. But I don't know, you know, if it's actually available to stream free anywhere or anything. I'm going to go to Nashville. I mean, I'm going to go with Nashville.
Ooh.
The motion picture Nashville. I think she won an Oscar for that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Back to you, Emma.
I'm going to go with the one I was going to give Mark a hint about, which is, since he brought up human resources needing to be called, 9 to 5, of course, with her and Dolly Parton.
That's right. Oh, yep. That's it.
Yeah, that was the working title. They went with 9 to 5 ultimately, but originally it was called Human Resources the Movie. I haven't seen that. It's been a little while since I saw 9 to 5, but I bet you it holds up pretty nicely.
It did. And even my kids, you know, they complain because I make them watch a lot of older movies, but they even liked it and thought it was very funny and sweet. So, you know, I think it does hold up if my teenage sons will watch it.
Yeah. It's really like the structure of it's very clever because the movie sort of shifts modes a few times. There's like, you know, there's the long sequence early on where, you know, where really Tommen thinks that the boss is dead. And then there's, before that, there's all their fantasy sequences about what they do. Then that, and then them really going through with something that involves the boss. So it's really, it's always moving on to another thing. It's really nicely structured.
Who's the third? Oh, Jane Fonda, right?
Yeah.
She's great too in it.
Yeah, and playing kind of, it was kind of against type. She never really played people that were mousy very often, you know.
Yeah.
Especially that point in her career, because she was such a, you know, strong leading actress. All right, so we're going 9 to 5. So, Mark, we've talked about Lily Tomlin a little bit more. Maybe that jarred something in you, and I'll give you one more chance to get in this thing.
I'm back in the game. Okay, how about...
You're back in. Actually, what I want you to do, every time we come to you, I want you to take a wild guess, because that's interesting.
Okay.
You guys, see if you ever manage to get even one right just by guessing wildly.
Okay, Amadeus.
Oh, man, she's great in that.
It sounded like you thought there was more words in the title. Amadeus. Amadeus, ..
Hearing aid, where he gets his hearing back.
Yeah, she didn't get into that one, unfortunately. Tony?
I was going to say 9 to 5, but I'll go with the next one I thought of, which is I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, that's a really good one, because that's the one where there's that footage that leaked of her, Dustin Hoffman, and the director not seeing eye to eye.
I don't know about this. What happened?
What's that guy's name? He also did American Hustle and Hider.
Oh, yeah.
And Joy. You know, he's worked with the same actors over and over again. Like Jennifer Lawrence has worked with them several times, and Mark Wahlberg's worked with them a few times. Like, he has the same actors. So it's interesting that Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin didn't get along with him. Because there's clearly some actors that love him.
Chat.
What's that?
Producer Ryan has sent us a text chat saying that David O. Russell, that's the director.
Yeah. Yeah, David O. Russell tends to use the same people, you know, or not. And I always, now I like to think anybody that was only in one David O. Russell movie probably didn't get along with him.
Are any of these movies on PBS? Because I'm more of a cerebral kind of movie guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, some would argue that I Heart Huckabees is pretty cerebral, but to me, the funniest part in the movie is when Mark Wahlberg's hitting himself in the face with a big bopper.
I got to see it.
I haven't seen it since it came out. Called? I don't remember.
What are those things called, those toys the kids bounce up and down on?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Bippity Bop.
I don't know what those are. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of what the name is.
It was a toy you got when your parents couldn't afford a babysitter.
Oh, yeah. And also,
or a trampoline.
Yeah. And yeah. We wanted you to go to the hospital for a few days. Just okay. So it's my turn. I'm going to say the May-December romance that was a huge flop at the box office starring John Travolta and Lily Tomlin. I mean, right there. What? Why? What? A romance with those two? It's called Moment to Moment.
Oh wow! I didn't even know about this movie.
Oh yeah, you got to look into it because it's very strange.
That might be the like least charismatic love match like on screen I've ever heard of.
Well, it's funny too because they both have the same haircut.
Yeah.
Back to you, Emma.
This movie does not hold up, but I loved it for some reason when I was a kid, and then I did recently watch it with my youngest, and I was like, not a good movie, but The Beverly Hillbillies she is in.
Oh, God.
Nice.
It was one of those, like, my son put it on, and I was like, this isn't, you know what, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think, like, the old show wasn't funny. So it's like, well, mm-hmm. How are they going to make this funny? Because it wasn't funny to begin with. It was just sort of, people just sort of just enjoyed how, you know, it just had this weird charm because they were constantly calling the pool the cement pond.
Right. And that is also a TV show that you had a babysitter as a kid. You had to watch again and again and again. Mm-hmm. I just remember being, while she sprayed like Lysol and had two dogs. Do you remember any of this?
Yeah.
Did you think of another one that you want to try, Mark?
Another actress? Another? I'm actually currently on the internet trying to find the name of that bouncing ball. I think this was called Hopper Ball from the 80s. I decided not to cheat at this game, but to look up 1980s toys.
I think it's called a big bopper.
Oh, I'm talking about the one you bounce around on the ground on. Or is that what he hit himself in the head with?
Yeah, that's why it's funny, because it's like a big, hard big hard thing. And he and Jason Schwartzman are like beating themselves up with him, for, you know, because it's part of some sort of, you know, self-awareness training program or something.
Yeah, you're very self-aware when you hit yourself in the face.
I heard Huckabees is one of those movies where, like, I wanted to really like it because I liked all of David O. Russell's movies previous to it. Like, I really liked Flirting with Disaster and Three Kings. And then that one came along, and it's enjoyable for a while, but then it really runs out of steam. And
everyone said, I haven't seen it, but everyone said what you said, because I remember the hype when it came out, like, the trailer, I remember that being amazing. And then everyone was, you know, a lot of people seemed to be disappointed with it.
Yeah, there's probably some fans of it out there that are angry at me right now, but that's fun too. Tony,
I'm really spacing, and I have a guess, but I'm not confident in it, and I'm also ashamed because I'm a bit of a nerd on this subject. Does she have cameo in Muppets Take Manhattan?
I mean, that's the one I'd put her in, you know, if I were guessing which one she was in. I can't think of, you know, the one I know the best, of course, is the first Muppet movie.
Yeah.
She wasn't in that. But then Muppets Take Manhattan, I know Joan Rivers is in that one, so maybe.
Yeah, and Dabney Coleman.
Yeah. So that's a... That's one of those guesses where I'll let it stand because you're probably going to lose anyway.
I think that's very accurate.
You know, and the corrections department has been dismantled. I dismantled it before the pandemic even started. So
I could referee this from the side over here. I have really nothing to do. Do you want me to look this up?
If you don't mind finding out if she's in Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's Lily Tomlin.
I just feel like I can remember her in something Muppets, but maybe it just seems like she should be.
According to IMDb, she is in that. But Do you have anyone on the,
yeah. I mean, that's usually right. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she played like a secretary or something like that.
Yeah. I'm on board with it. I'm happy you figured that out. All right. I really liked her in a movie. She's in with the girl that's in Ozark that plays Ruth on Ozark. And it's called Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that one yet, Emma?
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's really good. It's got what's his name in it. Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott and Lily Tomlin. There's a nice couple.
That's a nice couple. Now that's a nice match.
Yeah. Even though she's gay. Okay, Emma.
I'm not 100% sure on this one, but I kind of have like the Muppet feeling. I got a Muppet feeling.
I don't like this. I don't like anybody winning this game that isn't you.
Is she?
Are you sure there isn't something else? Do you have to take a guess?
No, it's not a guess. It's not a guess. But I haven't rewatched it, but I feel like she's in Orange County.
Oh.
Look
it up, Mark. Orange County. I feel like she is too. I like that. I like the cast in Orange County. Jack Black.
You know, Jack Black. Tom Hanks. I know everybody's kind of like turning on a lot of the 90s, you know, actors, and people are kind of sick of them in some ways, but like Jack Black can never do any wrong to me. I just think he still holds up. He's still so sweet and so lovable. Like, I don't know. I just think, I feel like I'll always have a soft spot for Jack Black.
Yeah, he's great. And, you know, he picks interesting things to be in and interesting parts to play. Like, he's really great in both of the Jumanji movies because he gets to be, you know, he gets to show off that he's such a good actor that he could seem like he's got some other personality of a teen. What is one movie? Isn't he like a teenage girl? Then the next one, he's some other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the result, Mark?
She is in that. Yes. Oh, Orange good. County. And then all now, because right. I Google searched Lily Tomlin and the Muppets movie and it said she was in that. And then now I'm on the official IMDb page and it says she's not. Hold on. But hold on. There seems to be two sources of info on this.
That's interesting.
You might be getting disqualified retroactively. Uh-oh. Sorry. But it said she makes a cameo, just like you said. And now I'm looking at the official IMDb page and hers and she's not listed in it. Sorry for this.
But that's a tough way to look it up because you have to look it through the entire cast, and I'm sure there's a lot of names.
Right. Because she's frequently on the Muppets, it says, and then it listed her in there, but now saying that she's not in it. Muppets Take Manhattan. Hold on.
It's not saying anywhere that she's not in it. It wouldn't just say Lily Tomlin is not in
it. No. When I Google search Lily Tomlin, no, she's not in it. She's not in Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay.
Damn it. Yeah.
Because when I Google search that, she goes, Lily Tomlin from Muppets Take Manhattan, but now that I'm on their page and the IMDb, she's not listed anywhere.
Well, that's the trouble. When you Google her name and the movie, somebody somewhere is going to have written down those two things next to each other.
Yes. So yep, she's not like in it.
Seems like you hit pay dirt, but you got to go the other way with it.
Pay dirt's a good way to put it, or just the dirt. Yeah, she's not in that.
Damn. All right. Well, so Tony is retroactively out. But he did, if he does come up with another one, I'm going to keep him in because it was still enough to get past me. Do you think of another one?
I think I'm tapped out. I know there's some that I'm not thinking of that I am aware of, but I can't pull it right now.
I've got a specific movie in mind that I just cannot access the title, and it's really bugging me. I just can't figure out what it's called.
Hold on. I'm here for you, Doug. Let me.
But so I think that means that I think we're going to call Emma the winner of this game.
What? That's the first time I've ever won last person standing.
Well, that's, that's the key is to be able to name the person.
Yeah.
And then also just luck into the fact that the rest of us are Lily Tomlin idiots.
It's good. I was out. I didn't have any more, so.
All right, so Mark, if you just go to Lily's IMDb page, like what are there any big ones that we missed? You think, or I don't know if you know which ones are the big ones.
What's listed as her known for?
But of course, she's Frankie and Grace. She's been doing that for years, so that's taken up a lot of her time.
She's in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I didn't know that.
Malibu Country, Eastbound and Down, but that's a TV show. TV. But I don't remember her in that though. She's in the Pink Panther 2.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah. She's Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, that's so funny. I use that as an example of David O. Russell and how he works with actors repeatedly and then didn't think of it for her. That's so funny that she was in one movie with him prior to fighting with him on that other set. I just think maybe on Huckabee's, the script was so weird that it made Lily and Dustin weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of Me?
Yeah, we said that one. That's a great one.
Big Business?
Mm-hmm. Now you're just going to say movies we already said. That's how bad you are.
If you remember, I started Google searching a bouncy ball at one point. I want to chalk it up to that.
Oh, The Kid. It says she was in with Bruce Willis. Remember that? The Kid?
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. And sometimes they call it Disney's The Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid title. All right. Well, I think she was good in that movie too. I think she's great. I think that was a great choice, Emma. Congratulations on winning today, Emma.
Yay!
You did it. We got a little extra time here. I'm excited when we have extra time because we can actually talk movies a little bit. Especially, have any of you seen something during the quarantine that you know, during lockdown times that you would recommend as like, you know, I guess movies that are sad can be good too, a little cathartic, but is there something like fun out there that we could watch that you've seen?
I just watched, and you're a movie person, so you probably have heard of this, but I had never heard of it, but I watched the movie Tampopo, which is a Japanese movie. It's very, very funny. It's the funniest thing I've seen in a while, and it was... it's like a ramen Western, I guess, but the pacing of it was so different than anything I've ever seen, and it was so funny.
Oh, I see. I just, from the title, I just assumed it was about cops on their period.
Have you not seen it, Doug? I thought you'd be like, yeah, everybody knows about Tampopo.
No, I definitely do know of it and, you know, heard the name thrown around, but I don't think I've ever sat down and you know, watched it. So that now that you're mentioning that, it's really funny that I that does sound like something I should check out.
I liked it. It has this way of following like characters who aren't part of the main plot into their lives very briefly in very funny, strange ways. And the pacing of it is like really quick and all the acting is really, really great. And I had never even heard of it. And it just was on a list of Criterion movies of like things you have to watch during quarantine or whatever. And it was really fun. And even like my teenagers who usually they're such butts. If I'm like if I put something on, they're like, oh, it has subtitles and they'll just leave the room. But then they actually sat through it and they thought it was really funny. They really liked it too. So.
Has there ever been a movie with subtitles that they do like?
They do like a lot. Like they loved P-Mock, the Thai comedy horror movie. They will watch stuff like The Ritual, I think is in Swedish maybe. There's stuff they will watch, but like if it's in the least bit slow, like if it starts out slow at all, they talk through movies really bad. And apparently according to people, so do I, which I didn't realize, but I thought I didn't, but apparently I have lots of commentary. So like if a movie is slow, they'll just kind of make fun of it and talk through it the whole time. And then, but then if it like picks up, then everybody's like, shut up. And then they'll watch it. And that's what they did with Tampopo and with P-Mock, which we just recently watched, which was a lot of fun too.
How's that spelled?
P-E-E-M-A-K. It's a Thai horror movie. It was really good.
All right.
I never used to, before I started coming on the show, I never used to watch movies. And then I started coming on and people would like tweet movie suggestions for, because I don't know if you remember, my oldest is like really started getting really into movies. And So now people always send me from DLM, always send me like lists of movies. So now that's how I ended up watching all the Lily Tomlin movies, is because somebody was like, hey, have you watched Big Business recently? And I was like, of course not. But then I just like sunk back into like all the Lily Tomlin movies.
I like it a lot.
Lately, I've been watching my home movies starring my mother and stepfathers. Those have been pretty riveting.
Are those streaming anywhere?
What's the best title? Do they have titles?
About Christmas That Was Ruined by Jack Daniels. And no, actually, I had to, because of Windex on the weed in the 1990s, my short-term memory is not that great. So I actually had to come out to my living room, click on Netflix and recently watched by Mark, who is me. But did you watch Tiger Tail yet on Netflix?
Tiger King, you mean?
No, Tiger Tail. The one.
It's the children's version of Tiger King.
Yeah, no, it's do you know Aziz Ansari's partner on his TV show? They have, his name is Alan Yang. He has a new movie out called Tiger Tail. It's really great, actually. It's like it kind of moves at the speed of almost like a Wes Anderson movie with a little less comedy. But it's called Tiger Tail. It's about a guy who emigrates to the United States and has to leave like the love of his life behind for an arranged marriage. And he comes to the United States. It was really heartwarming, great movie. Tiger Tail. It's a Netflix original, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm really liking this because I'm going to watch these movies you guys are recommending, and I'm going to come back on my show next time when you're not guests, and I'm going to tell everybody how dumb these movies are. So that being said, Tony, do you have something to recommend?
I had two that came to mind quickly. One, I want to say for sure I didn't watch it during the quarantine, but I have recommended it to several people, and everybody I've recommended it loved it. If you've not, also on Netflix, the documentary Bathtubs Over Broadway.
Oh yeah.
It deserves an explanation, but at the same time, it's almost kind of better to just, if you don't know anything about it, it's just a fascinating, fun story, though. It's interesting, and just it makes you feel good too, which I think we can all use right now.
I think it sprung from the loins of a comedy bit on the David Letterman show. So if you like the old David Letterman talk show and its sensibility, you get to see like a guy that is like one of his main writers for most of his time as a talk show host. And his life or whatever. But also I think it's a fair warning shot to tell people that it's, if you like musicals, you're more likely to like this movie. And then beyond that though, I think that you're right that like if somebody goes in cold, cause a lot of the stuff, I didn't go in cold. I already kind of knew about it. So a lot of what happens in the first 15, 20 minutes, people, it gets sort of ruined by the fact that somebody has to describe what's going to happen in the movie to get you to watch it, you know?
Yeah. I went in just again, cause I've been a Letterman nerd since I was like weirdly young. And so that was enough to get me. And then the fact that it has to do with just these, again, without giving too much away, you said musicals. So I'm a bit of a music nerd as well. So It all just spoke to me. Letterman writer, music, and it's great.
Yeah, and it's also sort of it also stemmed from collecting weird albums or trying to find weird albums. And exactly. That's so funny. I never caught that expression before. Weird album.
Which is almost what I called my show, yeah.
Oh, that's a great name. But so you have a show about Strange Records, and it's called
Bizarre Albums.
Yeah,
it's all, yeah, always just about like actors, fictional characters, athletes and stuff like that, people that put out weird records and explore how and why that happened.
Fun.
All right, well, we already know that I like Bathtubs Over Broadway and totally recommend it to anyone who wants some to laugh and smile, but what's another one, Tony?
Well, the thing that I watched a few nights ago, I've had a hard time watching a lot of new stuff during this because I know I've talked to a lot of people that are having this problem. My brain is just, I can't focus on things. So even watching a lot of movies right now is not something I can really handle. which sucks because it's a great way to kill time. But the other night, I threw on, I wanted something that I knew was going to be just kind of mindless and could potentially be fun. I was also not 100% sober at the time, so that's why I'm curious if anyone else has watched this, and I don't know if it was the state I was in that was making me laugh this much, but I laughed so much more than I thought I was going to. I watched The Wrong Missy on Netflix the other night.
Okay.
And Lauren Lapkus was destroying me. Like, she killed me in it. And again, I don't know, is it actually that funny, or was that just where I was at that time? I don't know.
There's a lot of big laughs in that. She is phenomenal in it. And then David Spade playing that straight man had me laugh out loud a couple times too. You're right. It's not gonna be a critic's choice, but yeah, there's a lot of laughs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad to hear someone else at least say that. Yeah. I'm in no way saying it's this amazing movie, but for what it is, I laughed a lot. I thought I was just going to kind of maybe be annoyed, but I laughed a lot.
It's almost like a series of sketches that are put together into a movie. And I definitely laughed a lot. It got the job done as far as laughter.
Totally.
Yeah, Lauren Lapkus is so funny and so Spade. So, like, you know, I'm sure I'll definitely get some laughs out of it. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So now I have all these movies to watch.
Can I recommend one more? Can I do one more?
Oh, what are you doing to me?
Please. Because I watched it like a week ago, and I kind of had been having the same thing. I was like, I've been watching, like, I don't know, like 80s stuff that's like easier to kind of be on your phone and not entirely pay attention to.
Yeah.
But it's uplifting, but it's also like, it's a tearjerker. But have you guys watched Crip Camp yet? On Netflix?
No, I saw that pop up, but I haven't watched
it. It's amazing. And it's about the people who developed the American with Disabilities Act. And it's like the bravest, like, I'm literally getting chills talking about it because it's like the bravest, most amazing group of people who, like, I think right now it's easy to feel sort of hopeless and feel like, God, what's becoming of stuff. But like, when you watch this, you're like, people who had to struggle way harder than, like people right now in 2020, were like making changes and developing the world that they wanted. It's so good. And I cried. My kids came out and made fun of me so hard because I was just like bawling through all of it. And they just came out and they're like, oh God. But it was so good. And afterward, I felt so, it's sad and like, it's really heartrending, but it's also really uplifting. And afterward, I felt very hopeful. So if people are looking for like, maybe, you know, if you just are like, tonight I need a hard cry, I need to eat some raspberries and have a hard cry, and afterward feel better, it's perfect for that.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, and it sounds like maybe a good double bill to then watch Tampopo because it's so much lighter.
Yeah, yeah, it's very silly.
And just has some good laughs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I'm going to watch maybe not all of those movies, but it's certainly certainly the ones I get my hands on, I'm going to watch. And what was Mark's suggestion? Oh, yeah, Tiger Tail. Okay, let's do some plugs if you've got anything to plug, starting with our winner today, Emma Arnold.
Yay.
What are you doing, anything fun on social media or things people can come check out?
I am. Well, my album comes out May 24th. And it's called Well, it's my fourth one, and it's cool. It's you know, it'll be on iTunes and everything. It's a lot of fun, so people can listen to that or buy it. If people are healthcare workers or essential workers, they can DM me on Twitter beforehand, and you can get the link, like the promo link, for free, so you can listen to it beforehand. I mean, that's only like 3 days away, but I've been doing that giveaway for like a month. So, and then also my Patreon is Emma Arnold, and it's called The Book of Holy Fuck, and I've been releasing my book a chapter at a time, and I do podcasts and watch-alongs and like lots of fun little things on there. And then it has different tiers. It starts at $5, though, and for $5, you get just about everything. So those are my plugs.
I love it. Thank you. Mark Saratella.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, so my website is markscomedy.com, markscomedy.com, and I actually have this new little web series I've been doing during this pandemic. I made a costume of the coronavirus out of paper mache, and I've been walking around Southern California dressed as the coronavirus. And I have, it's called COVID King. And it's on my YouTube page, and you can just type in Mark Saratella to on the YouTube search, and you can find it. I went down to the Huntington Beach protest dressed as it, and that was absolutely nuts. And that seems to be getting...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of views, too. I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, just markscomedy.com. You can click on the YouTube link, and you can find that little web series.
Spell Saratella for people, because I don't... The number of R's and the number of...
Right. So it starts with a silent PN, like pneumonia, and then S. No, it's a S. It's a S E R R I T E L L A.
R T. Wait, S E R I T E L L A. Two R's and two L's.
Two R's, two L's.
Yeah.
S E. Yep, you got it.
I just wanted you to get one thing right today.
Actually, you can check me out on Lily Tomlin's IMDb page. That's the best place to find me.
Thanks, dude. Tony Thaxton.
The
podcast is called Weird Albums.
Bizarre Albums. yeah, and those are out every Tuesday. Like I said, it's always about a specific album by an actor, athlete, fictional character, sometimes even just like if a musician puts out a really strange record that's different than everything else they ever did. The episodes are only 15, 20 minutes long, just kind of tells the story. Not making fun of them, literally, I'm just fascinated by that stuff. So I do that every week. When is this coming out? Is this coming out tomorrow?
Immediately, tonight.
Immediately, okay. So yeah, the most current episode is about Don Johnson's Heartbeat. So that's out now. And then, yeah, I play drums in the band Motion City Soundtrack. Who knows when things are happening again. And then I also play drums in Don't Stop or We'll Die. We have a new EP that came out in December. So that's out now as well. And then I'm at Tony Thaxton on Twitter and Instagram. I'm also the on-air producer for Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend and Andrea Savage, A Grown-Up Woman, hashtag buttholes.
Okay.
Yeah. You were very gracious. You've helped us out with Dining with Doug and Karen a few times. And
yes. That's been and, a good time.
Thank you to all of you for being wherever you are right now. And DougLovesMovies.com is where you can go for my ever adjusting dates and deets. Every date that's coming up on the calendar tends to get kicked down the road a few months, and we'll see how long that goes on for. As always, Kevin, what did you do to my room?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.